Chapman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Bradley Nortman. Strofe in his Chia Pet hair. It's being hidden by a hat.
Ch-ch-ch-strophy.
You can be a hat. KBN Nation at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking Text Line.
You can be a hat guy now? We can expect hats every day?
For a while, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Is it because you're embarrassed?
Yeah, you just got to own
it, It's not the embarrassment. It's just like it looks odd and...
It does look odd.
My head right now is shaped in a way in which...
It's just a big circular head.
It's so round.
It just looks bad.
It looks like a bowling ball.
I'm just in the tweener stage. So wait. For a couple weeks until this grows out to be actual hair that I can do something with, like in terms of gel... I'll probably be a hat guy for
Why
a while.
Are you wearing hats at work, though? First, that's inappropriate. But
secondly,
completely.
I'm a radio guy.
No.
How is that inappropriate? You want me in a full suit?
Don't get me started. You and Craig Carmazan on Sunday stretched like a bunch of bums.
That is different. That is two individuals who come to work non-paid. We can dress like bums on Sunday when nobody's around. But Monday through Friday.
So I can't wear a hat Monday through Friday.
Absolutely, that is correct.
Okay, thank I would you. Like you to say that to Tony Cartagena, the executive producer of the Dallas Show.
I don't manage anybody.
Also, Ashton Rotman.
You don't manage me. Shut your dirty mouth.
Team Strofe.
Listen, I'm a homer. I slapped the taste out your mouth. Okay,
you did say shut your dirty mouth.
And so here's
the taste.
That's just my opinion. That is it. But also, I believe that you should be okay.
You come at me with that attitude one more time this week. You're walking your ass to the airport on Thursday. Capiche?
Now you know that's where you got me because you know my pockets is where my pride is. So you know you know I want to save
hey,
my
Kyle,
money. It's rush
Kyle,
hour.
Kyle, I said capiche.
I'd rather walk to the airport to be disrespected by you. I was trying to give you a compliment, saying, "Ain't nobody trying to look at you here."
For the third time, Kyle. Capiche.
All right, well,
capiche, young man. Capiche.
Hey, Ben, I know you got to pick up baby girl, but.
Nah, you're out, man. I'm out, man.
Don't look at me, bro.
You know he ain't
you
driving
know I'm not doing
capiche,
it.
Capiche, little bro.
To start the show, we found out that Kyle asked Strofe for a ride to the airport to save some money in his pockets, and now Strofe gets to hold that over him till he drives him to the airport.
I can't wait till I'm going to milk Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, little airport boy.
Capiche is so good.
Why did I wait to Wednesday to ask him? He would have said yes still. He would have been excited.
You could have asked me Thursday at 4:45. I would have said yes. That's what friends are for, Kyle. Call me a friend. Call me a friend right now.
Or he ain't driving you.
Oh,
you're a friend at work.
What about when we're on I-43, I think that is, to the airport?
That's still work for me.
Oh, wow.
That's disrespectful.
By the way, I have a question.
If this goes too far, I literally just revoke it.
No, I can't. Yeah. I have a question, Kyle.
Come on, Stro. Why you want to do this to me?
I have a question.
Damn it, Stro.
Legitimate question, and I want you to answer honestly.
Okay, I'll answer it honestly, Stro.
If roles were reversed, if I was the one flying to Vegas on Thursday.
Question.
And I asked you. And I asked you to drive me to the airport. Just drop me off. You don't need to pick me up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just drop me off Thursday after work. I know it's a little out of your way, like it is for me.
It is.
What would you say?
I would say, Strofe, I got you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would say,
for a fact. Kyle would say back to me, Strofe, don't you have any friends?
I probably would say that. I probably would say you ain't got nobody else to ask. But obviously, I look at you
so
as somebody
you're
I can trust.
Being honest.
This is
revisionist history.
No, I would have given Strofe a ride. I would have said, Strofe, I don't want to be in rush hour traffic. So let's just leave at 5:35, 5:45 so we can beat the traffic and we can.
Now he's telling you when to leave and when not to leave.
If Strofe said,
so when are we leaving on Thursday?
We can leave at 5:45.
Okay.
I just need to be at
Cody
the airport.
Cody chimes in. Looks
before.
Like Alex Carr just turned into a ride share.
I was thinking about
price
that.
To pay.
I was thinking because I haven't really asked for rides in a while. Am I supposed to pay him? I know he loves beer.
No, you're not supposed to.
Wait, hold on. What was the last thing you said?
You love beer.
You could buy me a beer sometime, but that's it. It's
happy
just,
hour
it's
beer.
Just, yeah, it's just ride to the airport. Don't worry about
make sure
it.
He
you cap it. You cap it.
It's got
$4.
It's got to be a happy hour.
Yeah, that's
beer.
Fine. That's fine. It's just a token of your appreciation.
Yeah, no, I can give you a beer. I got
but
you.
No, I am not expecting anything, no.
Oh, good to know.
You know what I can't wait for?
What are you doing?
No, buy me a beer.
No, you could have had him on the ropes.
Ben, leave it alone.
You could have had him on the, like, he would have been in life alert.
I just little bro'd him and said capiche three times. I think I've had enough.
He really, you know, I mean.
I think Strofe deserves a drink of some kind per ride. I think you treat him to a beer at some point, and I think when you get off the plane, you get him. Do you drink coffee? Mountain Dew?
Dew. Coffee? Well, yeah, it's
maybe,
not him.
Maybe
so, black
coffee. Him with a coffee.
And maybe give him some healthy.
Yeah.
I'll bring you some oatmeal.
Hey.
I'd rather get my oatmeal from somebody else in that room.
I can mix
steel
it.
Steel cut.
Oh, yeah. Only the best. Organic? Only the best. Shows me full of energy. You're going to be tired.
You know, Ben is a little mischievous one, isn't he? He was just trying to push the envelope.
What are you talking about?
Make my life worse.
He's an instigator.
He is the worst of the worst when it comes
to
instigating.
I'm just trying to make sure things are fair around here.
No, you try, for the sake of entertainment, you trying to have me walk into the damn General Mitchell.
I would have loved that.
Well, you and I should be racing to Pato, but that's
the point. It's another.
You know,
you guys are supposed to be doing a 5-mile race, but of course you chicken out on that
5K,
too.
5K.
Whatever. Check it out.
We brought it down to 1.5 miles.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I was, because I'm going to Vegas this week, so I need to try to cut some fat, and I was on a treadmill yesterday. Oof, boy, it was after I ate, but boy.
How far did you go?
I ran for 5 minutes. All I do, it was a warm-up.
How far did you go in 5 minutes?
Oh, I don't even know. I wasn't even looking.
0.3 miles.
I was just trying to get a warm-up in, and I said, boy, I am out of shape. Just like that, just within the last month, just that much. I was running on a treadmill feeling great a month ago.
If it makes you feel better, I got some shots up on Friday night. In my apartment is a half court.
I got some shots.
Yeah, so me and
what's he talking about?
Me and my buddy were walking to the bar, and he's fascinated by the fact there's a basketball court in my apartment.
That is fascinating.
So we went in there, and we shot around for maybe 7 minutes, and we were both huffing and puffing, sweating.
Drenched in sweat.
Yeah. We probably stunk up the bar we went to. Yeah, it was good stuff.
You still got your touch, though? Shooter's touch?
Brother, I was hitting.
Brother. Brother, let me tell you, in those 7 minutes, I was 100 for 100.
Silk.
Have you not seen him shoot a basketball before?
I have seen a video of it at some charity
event. Oh, yeah, the Easter Seals event in Madison.
So that was rough.
I got shots up.
Is there anything
made me look bad in that video.
Is there anything athletic we've seen him do that we were impressed by?
Ooh, he talks a big game about darts.
No, okay.
But I still haven't seen it.
I recently found out there's a dart board here.
Oh, well, we can take our skills out here. Yeah, speaking of athleticism and not doing well and kind of stinking, it got me tweeting during a wedding.
Uh-oh.
Why are you doing that? You're at a wedding. You're supposed to be enjoying the moment.
I need to take a second because I've been watching.
He didn't understand the question.
I have no idea what he just said. You're right.
He said, were you in the pew?
What's that?
Oh,
don't tell him.
I'm shocked the church didn't burn when you went in that mug.
There was no church.
Oh, that makes sense.
There was no church.
What's a pew? What is? Think about it. If there was a church.
A pew.
Yeah,
think about what that might be.
P-E-W.
Place.
It's not an acronym.
Kyle, easy.
You're
going
to kill Kyle.
A pew?
He's about to keel over.
He started using an acronym.
Try to use context. Try to use context. Were you in the pew? Try to use context.
Yes, like context. PU right now is like the pooper. Like, are you in the pew?
Well, there's an old church joke that says if somebody fights or farts in church, they have to sit in their own pew.
I've actually never heard that one before.
I haven't.
Pretty good, huh?
Dude, I don't know.
Context clues. Where did you sit at church?
You said you were tweeting during the game, and I said, were you in the pew?
The aisles?
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah,
like the seats.
Yes.
The seats.
Oh, yeah.
I started with an acronym.
That music was playing for 68 seconds. That took him over a minute.
That's a problem.
No, I was watching a lot out of market. I can get the MLB TV that I have to watch Brewers games.
Cool.
And so I was getting a little frustrated, and then I was just tracking on the ESPN app before I was going
to
take a
tinkle. Aren't you supposed to be paying attention to two people bringing two
lives to one?
It was
just a little bathroom break, dude.
Wait, who has how long is his wedding?
How long was the bathroom break?
It was during one of the speeches. I'm not a big speech guy. And I didn't know
it was during the dinner.
Oh,
yeah.
Not during the ceremony. It was during
Who's giving the speeches at your wedding?
Oh.
Not a big speech guy, after all.
Who's giving the speeches? Well, obviously.
Scals?
Greg Scals is the best man. He's going to crush it.
That's going to be electric.
That's going to be so good.
So you're a big speech guy that day? because it's about you.
Well, again, I didn't know these people.
Man, you are rough, man. You are pretty self-centered here. This is your significant other.
It felt like a good time.
So when you're the best man at my wedding, did you take any notes?
Your wedding?
Oh,
what?
Wow.
That's
tough. Are you asking him to be your best man?
Absolutely not.
I could actually see him asking us to stay at his wedding.
I could see like Ben.
In fact, I will probably drag out Ben's invite as long as I can, like he did us.
The problem is he won't
problem
care.
I was gonna say I won't care. Like I would love to be there.
But if it's not, I'm gonna
be okay.
I care more than he does. I wanna be there.
You'll be there. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
I'll be there too if you invite me. And if you don't, I'm going to be okay.
All right, good stuff. So when you're the best man at my wedding, you weren't taking any notes?
If you ask me to be a groomsman, I'll probably say no.
Yeah, I mean,
say no.
That's crazy. It's
Can we talk about that? Like, that's the worst thing.
How groomsman. How do you say no to that question? It's impossible.
It's impossible.
I'd be like, dude, like, what? I would just. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Like, I'm not a groomsman.
What if you dressed it up? Like, it really means a lot to me.
And I'd say like. I can't wait to be there at the wedding.
Okay, Brad, context.
Yes.
I would say of the people on the panel, I would say you and I are probably the closest. Fair?
Yeah. Yes.
If I asked you to be a groomsman, there's no way you're going, that's crazy. What are you doing right now?
No, there's no way.
He wouldn't be happy, though. In his
He'd
head,
go home and
Lexi,
say,
like,
Lexi,
dang,
Lexi, you won't
this?
Believe this.
I thought I was past it.
I mean, like, now, what? I got to go to a bachelor party.
Got to buy a tux.
Which is a fair response.
To be what?
Go to your wife and say, well, now I got to buy a suit and I got to do this bachelor. It's just a much bigger financial
commitment. You only do that if you feel like you're like,
you don't want to be
supposed
to.
If you were caught off guard?
I would be caught off guard, Brad.
Yes, you would.
Yes, you would.
Brad, he doesn't believe
you
he's
guys
in your...
haven't hung out together
true.
Since New Year's Eve of 2022.
So how many people usually stand up? Like long. Six people? Something like that?
Yep.
I would be surprised if I was family and friends in the top six like friend influences of your life.
He'd be surprised
if I was in the top six.
It would be sad for you is what it would
if
mean.
We're close.
We're
I'd be surprised
close,
if I was
no.
top six.
No, that's fair. No offense, you're not.
Yeah. I wouldn't
no offense.
No,
okay.
no offense. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, but
cool
if anybody
guy.
Here was
yeah,
in the
yeah,
car,
yeah,
you'd
yeah,
be
exactly.
like,
I just said, like, I would take so much offense. I'd be telling you no.
That's crazy, though. You can't tell somebody no if they ask you.
I genuinely would ask questions. I'd be like,
are you
why?
Okay?
Like, I give you credit because I was a sucker and I did, and these people don't got a dang divorce.
But what
and
if,
so I'm like, this is I didn't want to do it at first. When I got asked, I said, how
so that
am
takes
I
away like, from it the fact that they didn't even keep their marriage
exactly,
going?
Exactly. What a waste of my money. The suit was like $235 year, like 3-4 years ago. Shout out to him. I'm glad he's gonna be happy. Moving on.
To him.
They're gonna be in a better position.
Just gotta give him a quick shout out to my guy.
But what if the explanation was, okay, now I'm trying to, I'm very fascinated by your response to
go
this.
Go ahead. Yep.
Because I don't think you can ever, I don't care how close or not close you are with somebody. If they say, hey, it's the biggest day of my life. I would like you to be there. I don't think you can respond with, yeah, sorry, bro.
Like you to be
it
there,
be
or like
imposter.
You to be standing up,
up there with me. I would like you to be on the altar with me.
It's just you. Just
what if my explanation is? Yeah, dude. Look, my fiance has got a lot of family members. We've
but,
got
like,
11
here's the thing.
People.
I
on each
know
side.
This isn't true. So you're reaching to the point where I know
I
it's not going
to
happen.
I'm not trying to justify me personally. I'm saying anybody.
It's not going to happen.
But you don't think you'll ever cross a scenario in your life in which you get asked to be a groomsman.
And, bro, he's almost 40. No, it's over for him.
Yeah,
no, like
bro.
They're past this. They are past, he doesn't have a lot of 20-year-old friends. Like,
okay, but you just brought up a scenario. You're the same age as him.
But what
if?
That was
you.
4 years ago.
But what if there's like a version of Strofe scenario? What if his girlfriend, then fiance, then future wife, would have 11 people standing up and like 5 people drop out? And all of a sudden, you're getting into a pretty deep, you
and
know,
like,
in the
I work with
chart.
You guys every day. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we hash out
if it was
out
all
of
us
airwaves.
Three.
Oh, wait a minute. I have a response. My cousin asked me to stand up in her wedding, and I said, hell no.
You said hell no?
Because I don't know. I didn't know.
No context.
I didn't. I didn't know
what?
Her. I told you guys about this. I didn't know her husband. I said, I'm not standing up in nobody's wedding. I don't know. Hell no. She asked me to stand
be on
up
his
for,
side.
Yeah, my brother did it. I said, not me. I'm not spending all that money. I love her. and he was great, but I didn't know him. I said, I'm not, no. She said, well, do it for me. I said, I love you, cuz, but like.
Did you feel any twinge of like remorse?
I was there. It was a destination wedding. I was there.
Have you ever said no to standing up in somebody's wedding? 800-990-3776. I can say that I have today to Alex Trope.
That wasn't a serious offer.
I'm just glad. I'm so glad you brought that up. So now you know if you're ever in a desperate scenario, don't ask me.
What if it was to be an usher?
I feel like you'd be good at that.
Yeah.
Smoozing up the older women.
Perfect usher.
Whoa.
You would. You would. I mean, say, Nana, come here.
True or false? You are a hit with people's mothers. When you
I've recently come to find out that people that recognize me from playing for the Wisconsin Badgers tell me that their moms were big fans of mine.
Oh, wow, Ben. Little Cougars like them some Benny Bruss.
And now we're done with this segment. So you're going to tell us about UWD.
I'm telling y'all this right now. Universal Windows Direct is the way to go. Your boy, I'll admit it, I finally had to turn my heat on this morning because it got too dang cold. I mean, the temperature dropped down to like the 40s last night. So it got too dang cold, but I haven't turned my heat on or anything in the last 2 weeks because of my windows at UWD. All you need is a little bit of sunlight to come into the house and the windows trap it in. It makes it so comfortable and so great, and I want you to have that experience with Universal Windows Direct. So if you're thinking about getting new windows, here's why you should choose UWD. Because right now they have their home improvement sale and you'll get an incredible 50% off your windows. Yes, half off your windows. You heard that right. You can upgrade your home with beautiful energy efficient windows for half the cost. But it gets even better. KBN Nation, for a limited time, you'll get no interest and no payments for 12 months. That is an entire year to enjoy your new Universal Direct window. So I'm telling you this right now. Contact them today, Universal Windows Direct, at 414-410-2000 or visit them at UWD.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Now is a perfect time to upgrade your windows and do it with Universal Windows Direct. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
All right, we got Luis and we got Ron on the other side for some stories that I don't want to spoil.
Ooh.
Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Top five of my guys throughout my career.
Just one below me. I was just putting myself in the ranking.
He loves himself.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I have officially said no to Alex Strofe to stand up in his wedding that he's not even engaged in. But I wanted to make it very clear in this scenario that I will not be standing up. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe on the show.
What if I asked you to do the ceremony?
I would consider it, but I would still say, why me? I don't know
better
both of you that
well. Better chance than
groomsmen? Way better chance.
He just wants to be an attendee.
That's all I want.
Like, go there, celebrate, get his food, speak with people he knows.
Get you a gift, and onwards we go.
To be honest, being an attendee is the best anyway. No responsibility. Sit back, relax.
Eat, dance.
How was this weekend? I had a great time. Tweet about the Brewers randomly. When I'm probably learn about what a pew is on Monday.
I can't believe you don't know what a pew is.
So we did ask, have you ever said no to standing up in a wedding, 800-990-3776. Let's start with Luis. Luis.
Is our Luis?
From Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Do you have a story here, Luis?
I do, yeah. I was asked by a guy that I went to high school with probably like 6 years after high school, after we hadn't talked in about 6 years. And the way he asked me was through Facebook Messenger.
Gosh.
And I, at first, the convo started like, hey, man, how's it going? And I thought he was going to be pitching me some type of, like, multi-level marketing scheme at first.
Yeah.
And then it went into, like, asking me to be a groomsman. And I'm like, I haven't talked to you in 6 years. So I couldn't break his heart like Ben did to Strofe. But I just told him I had another wedding already that weekend.
Oh.
What day is it? Oh. Shucks, I wish.
I'm actually getting married on that day already. My bad. No, I just, you know.
Sorry, your invite must have got lost.
So you went from being invited to be a groomsman to not even being invited, period.
Amazing.
That is.
Heady play, Luis.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. And also, Ben, you don't know what a pew is? Are you not a big genuflecting type of guy? Or do you need to explain that one, too?
What?
Even I meant...
Never been to church. Never been to church.
No, that's not true. Genua?
What?
You genuflect before you get into the pew.
Oh, no.
Didn't we recently talk about the word genuflect?
I don't think I know this word.
Thank you, Luis. We love you. Great in Potawatomi Casino Hotel.
That's when you kneel in the pew.
Oh. That must be a Catholic word.
I'm not a Catholic.
Yeah, I do.
You know, it must be, Catholic.
I tell you about Catholic weddings. Up and down, up and down. Is your wedding Catholic?
It is.
Oh my gosh. Boy. Wait a minute.
Kyle, you and I are checking the Brewer game.
We're going to have to, Autumn. Up and down. So wait a minute. You're at a Catholic wedding. I know you got to go through the training. And you don't know about a pew? You don't know what a genuflect?
I'm learning.
Genuflect.
Genuflect.
There will be a father, and then there will be somebody representing the non-denominational side. Mm. So there's two. So representing how I grew up and how she grew up.
How are you going to weave? Well, it's...
Let me figure that out, Brian. Okay. Ron of the Key, you have a unique experience on this topic. You're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
So I thought it was ridiculous that you possibly would ask. I mean, first of all, there was a Kevin Hart movie about it, so then I had to give it a little credence. And then I remembered when I was bartending, I had a couple that came in that asked me to be a groomsman, and I was so thrown that I said, oh, yeah, I guess. Luckily for me, the groom made a bad choice at the bachelorette party, and the wedding never happened.
Oh, so, well, that makes sense. They're asking a bartender to be in their
wedding. We're talking like... days before. Now, last thing before you cut me off, Benjamin, did you know Greg before you worked for GKB?
I did not know Greg Scalzo until I started working.
Joe, Ben is going to be your best man. It'll just, you just got to work.
Circle of life,
it's all good. What's more likely?
There's 8 years of equity built up there, Ron.
I mean, you guys have, 4 years, you and Strofe?
No, not as of intense.
Yep.
Closeness, like Greg,
you love Strofe before he came here. I still love Strofe.
Really?
Yes.
I don't feel that way.
Of course, you shouldn't after today's show, but I still love you.
Do you think you were higher on me before I was here or since I've been here?
No, definitely since you've been here. Just in a different way.
That's growth.
He needs that affirmation.
I think about where you might be. I wanted to bury him, but I'm like, this guy is still asking questions.
With that stupid
still trying
hat
to figure out where he's at in our relationship and this marriage thing that he's not even doing.
In fairness, you are a hard one to figure out.
Is he?
Yes and no.
Brad, do you think he's hard to figure out?
No, I actually don't.
Pretty authentic.
It's just bad. I don't know how else to put
the
it.
Thing,
I think just is what you get.
This exactly. may have been mentioned earlier. If he doesn't like you, you know.
I mean, he keeps to himself for the most part.
I wouldn't say that I'm outwardly mean, but I'm not I got a lot to do. Sometimes it's
don't get
time to talk
don't
to everybody.
Get me started. I'll be like, how do you find out this about people? What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? How is it that y'all can have these conversations that aren't about work? Literally, all I do is talk to people about work.
Something you'll learn, and maybe you have learned, my generation, Gen Z, which you often poop on.
Y'all barely
there's
work.
There's a lot of them in the office.
There's a lot of them. I've learned something happened in our lives. I don't know what it was. It might have been
COVID?
Yeah, but I was a college senior when COVID hit. So, and I feel like I'm one of the younger people in the office. So people would have already been in the workforce for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened where we all overshare. We're all oversharers.
Boy, you are
social
you are
media,
so
maybe?
Right.
It could be the social media effect.
The need to feel the affirmation back about everything I'm doing in my life. Look how great it is.
Yeah. Yeah, Gen Z does overshare.
I recently came to this realization. I probably fall into that, but I don't know if it's
probably. Well, and the thing is, Strobe, sometimes you probe for information. You love the conversation.
We're not oversharers.
Yeah, because the psychology of how people make decisions fascinates me. It just always has. So I don't know if that's a Gen Z thing or if that's just how I'm wired.
Why do you try to make that sound so prolific?
Yeah.
The psychology of how people share information.
Prolific was the word you were looking for there.
Profound.
Profound was probably the word you were looking for.
You did make it sound profound.
This is why I'm not standing up in your wedding. And this is why I'm going to discover unreal treasures at Potawatomi. Don't miss your chance to win because we had Luis on, who's great. We've had him on the show. He always brings content. He takes care of us when we're over there at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Just play with your rewards card for entries. Prize drawings are on Thursdays. Unreal Treasures this May at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Also, make sure you stop by to have a great time at the Sportsbook. 2,000 square foot video wall. Unbelievable food in an environment where if there's a game that you want to watch, literally when I go over there for the weekly wager on Wednesdays, hey, what do you want on? I got a little action on this one, just got a bet ticket for that. They put it on like that. I don't think we've hit on anything I've wanted to hit on so far in this last hour of the show.
Yep, that'd be accurate.
And we have Brian Balaga at 4:45, so I'm gonna figure out what we're gonna do next during the break, and it's gonna be great.
What a tease.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. That's the way
Oh, I love being able to move without joint pain. That's what I like. But you, if you have that joint pain, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, then you better visit my friends at QC Kinetics. Spring is on its way. Summer is almost here. You're going to want to be doing the things that you love doing. Could be sports, could be activity, could just be picking up, a grandkid if you're older. It could be going for a walk, whatever it is. QC Kinetics will help you live your fullest life. They take away that joint pain that's been plaguing you for too long. Not only that, but there's no downtime. There's no surgery. There's no drugs. It is all natural. Milwaukee's medical direct regenerative cell therapy to restore and repair that tissue that is giving those joints so much pain. They use biological growth factors that give robust healing properties that get placed right in your joint for quick recovery and long-lasting relief. Imagine, close your eyes, enjoy, see yourself enjoying all summer and everything you want to do this summer. Open your eyes. Go to QC Kinetics to go make that happen. The consultation is completely free. Call QC Kinetics today to schedule that free consultation at 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474, 414-285-3474.
You know, it's interesting. I never thought that I could be so bothered by a baseball season in the middle of May, but I'm there. And like it got me tweeting about the Brewers
from a toilet.
I was in Hilton Head, South Carolina. After I used the restroom, I was just kind of biding my time a little bit, just a little mental break. That's neither here nor there.
We're not going to dig into
neither
that.
Here nor there.
I want you to go home to a happy house.
Yeah, me too. Nah, it's just like 3 minutes. So just catch my breath.
Okay, I believe you.
Pat Murphy. Just want to hear from him because he laid out something that I thought just like got you to see that it is bigger than the game by game. It's not the game by game frustration. It's the bigger frustration that you feel as a Brewers fan right now. Here's Pat Murphy, and I believe it was, help me out here, when, Strofe?
Saturday after the
Saturday
loss.
Saturday.
Another shutout loss.
Yes, that was
rough
the night.
One. To stay undaunted means the mental toughness to stay in the now. It's really, really hard. And it's hard when you care a lot. But caring a lot isn't enough. You got to care a lot and you got to do it. Be in the now. I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
I feel bad for Pat Murphy. Mm. I feel bad for Pat Murphy. This is the he's got a deck of probably I'd say he's rocking probably like a 7-10 suited, right? He can do some things with it, but he's relying on some luck to fall his way. Because he's not going to get a straight every single time with that 7-10. If he gets a pair, he's going to win a couple hands. But he can't do anything long-term with it because he doesn't have the cards to win the tournament. And because he's just getting average hands every single time he goes out there. I told myself that if I was ever going to be on sports radio, I'd never read a lineup. But I'm now going to read a lineup because this is why I feel bad. Bryce, love Terang, right? Love Bryce. Young, hit, like, platinum glover. Gotta love him. William Contreras, great season last year. Good baseball player. Jackson Churio,
we know who he
young,
is.
We know what he is. He's going to make some mistakes, but he's also going to do some things that wow you, like his catch the other day. Christian Yelich cannot be batting 200 any longer. He has paid too much damn money to be hitting 200 and not producing for the damn baseball team. Rhys Hoskins has been a godsend this season, but that's not good enough. This is when it gets ugly. We're talking about Isaac Collins. Isaac Collins, we're talking about.
I was
going
to say that.
We have to bring up Andrew Monasterio.
Yeah, that's when I knew.
You got to bring up Andrew. And then we got Caleb Durbin, who's a good story. It was fun. I watched his brother's interview on TV, and he's like, "Oh, this is great. We're in the big leagues." Yeah, you're in the big leagues, but that doesn't mean that you're should be a part of a piece of a team.
He's a utility guy. He's a guy that should be coming in pitching. Like, no, he's a utility guy. He's not an everyday third baseman.
What are we doing? They pitched well enough, and they can't produce any runs. I'm sick of watching Joey Ortiz.
Ah, poor Joey.
What do you mean, poor Joey?
Well, poor Joey.
Poor Joey's not producing.
Yeah, I mean, it's his chance to start.
And so Pat Murphy's trying to put a lineup together with what Mark Antanasio's given Matt Arnold to deal with. Matt Arnold's got to go to this, like, South America to go scout at age 16 so they can find anyone that might be able to help the team and get him cheap like he did with Churio, because they won't invest in the freaking team with real players.
Well, this is a youth movement. And you got to have, the problem is you got some guys.
What,
where
are you trying to make excuses for? They got blanked 4 out of 5 days.
No, I'm not making excuses, but
it's a value move.
But I'm sick of getting two on, and then I got Joey Ortiz up. Like, I might as well turn the TV off because I know he's going to ground into double play. We're not going to get any run production, and then I got to grind another pitcher that they're bringing up.
There's too many guys underperforming, right? Like, a Christian Yelich has to perform. Or Joey Ortiz, I mean, he came in the trade for Corbin Burns, and so you need to get better production out of him. Caleb Durbin, I don't think he's supposed to be your everyday third baseman, right? Garrett Mitchell is out right now. There's not enough guys who are producing for
the Milwaukee Brewers. You're telling me left field, shortstop, and third base today is Isaac Collins, Andrew Monasterio, and Caleb Durbin.
It's a problem.
I feel bad for Pat Murphy.
He doesn't have depth. He told
you
that.
Like, part of being a manager is being able to play with the pieces and to shuffle them around and have options to be able to put together the goal of what they were supposed to do is have a young, fun team that you could move pieces around and do this and do that. They're all a bunch of lifeless duds right now. They are. The team is lifeless, and I am sick of watching trying to become energetic when I have nothing to be energetic about.
Yeah, you know, Pat Murphy basically went on the mic and said, "I love my players."
He did.
But dang,
he pulled the Kyle Wallace.
He did. He said, I like my guys. I love my players.
Mark and Matt.
Yeah, I mean, he must have, you don't just say this, right? He must have been dwelling on this for some time.
Oh, the Saturday's game was awful.
Awful.
I was there.
He must have been thinking about this not only this year, but last year, all offseason. And he is seeing the same thing and experiencing the same thing that we've experienced as Brewer fans. That they're unwilling to do what it takes to, in his words, call a spade and fill a championship, not even a championship, a producing, entertaining lineup. And sometimes
I'm supposed to have fun this summer, Brad. Are you going to have fun this summer?
It's hard to have fun.
So if you can have fun this summer, watching these games?
There is a lot of people having fun.
Great family fun. Yeah, great entertainment.
Well, there's a lot of people standing in line for that cribbage board having fun.
Guess what? I don't care about the hot dog club. I don't care about the cribbage board. That's all a bunch of fluff. I need some baseball games won.
Yeah, I remember. So driving on 94.
Shout out to 620 WTMJ. Great cribbage board. I'm just saying, I'm very frustrated as a sports fan.
Yeah, driving on 94, you see like this. I always see this billboard, right? And it always shines like the bright blue and yellow. And last year, it was your central leading Milwaukee Brewers. Your playoff bound Milwaukee Brewers. You know what I saw this last week? Cribbage board. Come get your cribbage board. It is just, it's sad to see. Right now,
we're Jackie early. Moon. The Here's Brewers Jackie have become Moon. Jackie Moon.
All right, fellas. The
Brewers have
guys
become semi-pro.
oh, here's a cribbage board. Next thing you know, we're going to have a fight with a bear in center field during the seventh inning stretch.
It's still May, fellas.
Corn dogs, Jackie.
Do we really think that Christian Yelich is going to struggle the entire year? Do we really think Joey Ortiz isn't going to turn? Because if he doesn't, you're in trouble, right?
It's deeper than that, though.
You're doing the thing where, like, is he going to turn?
No.
They are who they are.
No, I disagree. Baseball's so different where guys can turn it on and get hot. Like, Christian Yelich, it wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago. He struggled a little bit, and he had a good stretch, I believe. But overall, guys can figure it out. Christian Yelich can definitely get it figured out, right? Garrett Mitchell, when he comes back and gets healthy, maybe he figures it out. Joey Ortiz, he doesn't have enough. You know, even last year, I haven't seen enough of him to feel confident that he can get it figured out. The Caleb Durbin coming in to trade for Devin Williams. Now, that's something that's disappointing, is when you trade away Devin Williams, Nestor Cortez is on the IL, and Caleb Durbin isn't performing. If you're going to trade your closer who's really good like that, you need to get somebody who can be immediate.
He stunk with New York, so I don't care.
Stink with Milwaukee. And so I'm just saying, if you're going to get rid of guys, you can't get rid of your two best players over the last 2 years, or two of the three best players over the last 2 years, in a Devin Williams, in a Corbin Burns, and you
lifeless.
Get no production.
I don't care about any of the names.
No, the team is
lifeless.
I understand that,
and
but you got
to somebody in their core needs to light a fire under this team. Otherwise, we're all just sleepwalking through the season.
I wouldn't panic yet. It's concerning. It's very concerning seeing a team not be able to score any runs when you get good pitching. It's very concerning seeing a team give up 17, 18 hits, and you're just watching every inning they're getting at least one run. It's concerning. But I won't be concerned until we get to about June 15th if the team is still 4 or 5 games over 500 and they have not found any type of life. We got to kick off, we got to hit, get 5 games in a row where this team starts getting going. But we got time still for Joey Ortiz to get going. We got time.
I ain't waiting for Joey.
It just feels structural.
Well, I need Joey to step up because ain't nobody coming behind Joey. He told you that. Ain't no depth. All the guys are in the minors and they're too young to come up yet.
Mm.
Bring them all up. I don't care.
I mean, the double-A team is killing it right now. They're loaded.
Honestly,
the double-A team?
The double-A team is loaded, yes.
I ain't got time
for
that.
Let's load up the triple-A team. Yeah.
I don't know how well they're doing. I just know the double-A team is just full of talent.
What I do know is I do love Grimal and Associates because they just help me understand what I need to protect and what matters most. And that is all I was doing when I was gone was thinking about how much I love my daughter and how much I couldn't wait to see her. And so when you work with someone that specializes coverage that's tailored to you, clients aren't just policies. They're part of the Grimal and Associates community. So when I sit down and talk with them, I understand that they care about what I care about. They've been serving Greater Milwaukee for over 30 years. And with their personalized American Family Insurance back service, expert guidance, and genuine commitment to the people they serve, I felt that when I met with them, and you will too. Grimal and Associates isn't just selling insurance. They're building trusted relationships and providing peace of mind for life's most important moments. Connect with Grimal and Associates at teamgrimal.com. Brian Bulaga joins us next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I'm not Mr. Education. I think that's very clear.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not anti-education. I'm not very educated. And is that fair?
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you probably
never joining us here before the Homer Hour on Kyle Bruston Nortman is Brian Bulaga. Brian, good day. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. I look forward to hearing your answer to this. Do you believe it's more likely that the Packers win 12 games or 8 games if you can only choose one?
I'm going to go with 12.
Jason Wilde was 8, just for the record.
Let him answer before you try to feed
leading
him
the witness. Leading the witness.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'm fine. I mean, listen, I'm fine with Jason saying 8, and that's okay. He's got to be Mr. Even Keel, and that's fine. I'm good with that. I look at it from a standpoint of like how they played last year was, at least to me, like I look at that as about as bad as they can play. Like I really do. Like I don't think they can play worse than that, and that's how they finished. I think they can only get better from that. I think they improved the team. I think Jordan Love's gonna play better. You look at some of those losses, like the Chicago loss at the end of the year. Sloppy. I think you look at both Minnesota games. I think you look at both Detroit games. I think they get one of those Detroit games this year too. I find it more likely that they're going to get 12 than 8. I just do. Eight is a mean number. I mean, that's a mean number. 8 is bad. So 12 more likely than 8.
Brian, how much do you consider though the strength of their schedule? Because by my quick glancing of the schedule, I've got 7 non-conference games that are anywhere from hard to downright elite opponents. And then obviously your 6 conference games, which are all gauntlets, and there's no cupcake in the division anymore. So it's 13 games out of the 17 where you look at and you say, okay, this is going to have to, you know, put your big boy pants on and go and earn this victory. Do you consider that? Or when you're considering 12 or 8, you're just focused on the team itself compared to last year?
Yeah, I mean, like, you look at the opponents, and as we sit here right now in, you know, middle, end of May, we look at these opponents and we think that based on last year, right? We get into this thing, and this happens every single year. We get into this season, and things change throughout the season with these teams. It does every single year. Like, yeah, you're going to have your normal standard teams that are going to be good. Like, the Ravens are going to be good. Most likely, they're going to be good no matter what. Detroit's going to be good, probably no matter what. Like, yeah, I get they change the coordinators. They're going to be good. But, like, teams are up and down every single year. That's what makes the NFL so fun and great to watch, is that teams are up and down. And
well, let me just jump in, because I completely agree, Brian, because when you think about last year, we all circled one game on the calendar as the one in the middle of November that would test you most, the 49ers. And then you play the 49ers. They're not who the 49ers were. And so you can do all of this right now, but we don't know. To the argument of the 12 games, which I wanted Kyle to use this, that's why I'm bringing it back up, is we don't know. Brad can say there's 7 hard to challenging games, but we don't know if there's going to be 7 or if 7 of those are going to be 4.
You have no idea what each team is going to be. And there's teams who are looking at the Green Bay Packers who are saying, boy, that's going to be a very tough to challenging football game.
Or they're going to say they weren't able to beat anyone good. That's a good spot that we can catch them.
Because the flip side is there's probably a team on the schedule. Maybe I'll go with my Carolina Panthers. Maybe you look at them and say, oh, that's an easy win. But you never know. What if they take a step forward, defense, whatever else? There are teams that always surprise every year, too, for the positive.
And for me, Brian, go ahead, Brian.
No, I don't want to catch up. But like sometimes those are the teams that sometimes they're the teams that worry you the most, to be dead honest with you. Mm. Like the Carolinas, the Clevelands, the Dallas, even Dallas, like when you don't expect them to be anything, those are the games you got to be ready for. Like, because you're supposed to win them, right? Like, and I'm doing air quotes right now, because you're supposed to win them, those are the tough ones. Like, right? When you go into these games that are 50-50, you know, anyone can win the game. I mean, I'm not saying there's not pressure. There's always pressure. But you go out there and play, and right, how it unfolds is how it's going to unfold. But when you go into these football games and you're heavily favored, there's a lot of pressure on you. And like Carolina, they cut it loose every week. They have, it doesn't matter. You know, the players, they're not expected to win any game. Really, they're underdogs in almost every single game. So like they go out there and play, and I mean, you never know how they're going to be this year. You never know. So, like, those are the games that guys got to be aware for. But sorry, go ahead. Sorry I cut you off.
No, I mean, that was fine. My biggest thing is that when I look at the Green Bay Packers team, if everybody's talking about how these other teams are good, the Green Bay Packers should be taking the next step. The Green Bay Packers, as Homer talks about all the time, top 10 in total defense, top 10 in total offense. They should have something to build off to be more successful. And just with that overall, that's why I believe the Green Bay Packers are more likely to win 12 games, because I just can't see a healthy football team not being over 500. I just cannot imagine a team that won 9 games 2 years ago, won 11 games last year, and a team that I still think is ascending. I know the schedule is a little bit harder, but I just can't see them not being over 500.
Yeah, and the thing is, and you said it too, like, they're also a player in this, right? Like, they're not a team that, you know, other teams look at on the schedule and go, oh, it's just the Packers. They're a team that, you know, other teams look at, they're like, oh, man, we got to go to Green Bay, or we got to play Green Bay. Like, they're a real team. They're a contender in this thing. They're one of the better teams in the division, in the conference. People don't love playing the Packers either. So, like, you got to look at it that way, too. But it's a tough schedule. No matter any way you look at it, you got to go play the games. Let's see how these teams are as the season rolls on. That's how we get a better look at this thing.
Brian is cooking today, Homer. You're in for a hell of a show on the Homer Hour.
Yeah! That's what you get next. Brian Balaga and Homer in 2 minutes. It's the Homer Hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 2 minutes.